Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Okay, so LeBron could be the fun one. You're absolutely right. And this is why this guy is so marketable. Okay, obviously he's really good at basketball. The GOAT, as they say, or something.
You got it.
Men, don't underestimate being silly. Okay? Because it's an adorable quality. And he really leans into it. And you would think that he would be somebody that would like take himself so seriously because he is so good at what he does. But no, he's doing Halloween makeup. He's doing Christmas with his kids, all matching jammies.
Yeah.
Adorable. I do have to also say, his wife says, he wants to live in my skin.
That was a bar. Mm-hmm. I saw that was a bar.
And I said, ooh-wee. Now, men, listen to this carefully. Say this to the right woman, okay? You don't want to, like, you meet somebody on Tinder and on your first date you say,
hey, girl, I want to live in your
yeah,
skin.
Girl, please, let me just live in that skin. Because
yeah,
that,
with Buffalo Bill or something.
Right. That makes it sound like I'm going to be found in a shallow grave, okay? Yep. But if a man loves you and he says, I'm going to live in your skin.
It puts the lotion.
Okay, you can. Okay, so that's
that
LeBron.
That was a bar. That was a bar.
The other thing I wanted to touch on, the time limit he's allowed to play.
Okay. I think she hit me. I think you're misunderstanding the minutes restriction.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The minutes restriction.
Yeah. It's not that he's not allowed to play that long.
We should actually implement that. I like that. LeBron, you've got 2 minutes left. I know it's the third quarter, but you're going to have to get your ass out of here for the rest of the game.
Well, then what does it mean?
It means he's 40.
This is my point. Okay,
no,
it's not ageism.
No, it's not because he's old.
It's because of what?
They're trying to monitor. They want to keep him available as long as possible. They don't want him to put the same wear and tear on.
But he's not doing anything that would make, like, his performance hasn't been failing. So why would you limit a person? It reminds me of like women in Hollywood where they get older and even though they are still just as talented, they become less valuable.
Hmm. Well, LeBron's still pretty valuable. Just to be clear.
Katie's saying is LeBron's argument. He said, let me play. I'm fine.
Well, I'm just as good as I was.
Just to be clear, do we think Darvin Ham is telling LeBron James, we're going to restrict your minutes to 30?
I would love to read a quote from Darvin Ham.
That sentence is...
Okay. He said, they are limiting James' minutes to around 28 to 30 minutes per game to help the team be mindful of his effectiveness. That is word salad that means nothing.
Can I tell you something you might not know?
What?
Darvin Ham was fired.
Oh! Well, good.
So,
I support that.
Oh, damn. Well, he's got no idea.
Katie and Jason Jones. Everybody hates Darvin Ham.
Yeah, you should ask me. I would have said do it a lot sooner. Okay, Jimmy. Come on, man. Would be the best girlfriend to have. He's like good time Charlie, ready to let his hair down. You know he'd sit there and gossip with you. Yeah. He's got things to say. Did you know, though, he is like regularly tied to like all kinds of like Hollywood actresses, yeah. Shakira, yeah. Miley Cyrus. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I thought I was informing you guys of something.
No, we appreciate. No, you're doing good.
I feel like I'm doing great.
You're killing it.
I don't know if I heard Miley Cyrus.
I didn't hear Miley Cyrus either.
And Lolo Jones.
Yeah, well, Lolo's an interesting character.
Lolo, yeah.
No.
We could be
Lolo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Anthony Edwards, obviously the villain.
Uh-huh. Mm.
I think I have a very interesting take on him.
Okay. For what was your first impression of Anthony Edwards?
I said that I hated him. I texted you and I said, this Anthony Edwards, I hate him.
This was like 5 minutes into the first episode that she sends this text. I'm like, how far in the series are you? I just started.
Didn't like him out the gate. I think he's very insecure.
Oh.
I know that he is very talented at what he does, but I think personally he has a lot of insecurities and all of this is just vibrato so that nobody can see that.
Mm.
Also, I have a question. Is he called Ant-Man because he's small?
No, that's...
It's not.
It's not?
It's because his name is Anthony.
Because his name is Anthony?
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe he's not insecure then. Because to let people call you an ant when you're a man, I guess you have to feel kind of okay about yourself, right? Because that's like basically, like, it sounds like they're saying, hey, little guy.
Oh, no, they're not doing that.
They're not doing that.
No.
Yeah, man. Okay. Anthony.
Yeah.
That's how I took it.
To your point about Anthony Edwards, though, I don't know if he's insecure or not, but I can only imagine there's things that he hasn't dealt with. You lose your mom as a child.
It certainly seems like
it. And all this other stuff, and you just keep going. You're this great basketball player. I haven't gotten that far along, but I don't know what the dad situation is.
I don't think we touch on it.
Yeah, I don't think the dad is mentioned once. His mom, his grandma, obviously.
Yeah,
I don't think dad is mentioned at all.
I'm sure there's things he's had to work through.
Kind of like Deuce's mom, not referenced the whole show. Never brought up. As far as we know, Deuce was just fell out of the sky.
Couldn't find her. I think he reads like somebody who has some stuff he hasn't worked through, and he is putting on a show so that nobody knows that.
Mm.
That's what I think.
That's a good observation.
Jason Tatum.
Did you Google Anthony Edwards at all, by the way?
No.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
Why?
They didn't tell the whole story.
Yeah, they left a lot out
like
of that.
Like what?
Well,
this may add to her theory, though.
Well, you know how Anthony Edwards, the primary story with Ant is the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a lot of them.
He does?
Yeah, he's got...
Well, he's got a lot in the last 365 days.
Yeah.
Like, how many?
I think we're at four.
We know of.
I don't like to talk about a woman's looks, but I expected his girlfriend to be cuter.
I thought she was cute.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you can talk about a girl's looks. Okay. I don't think we can.
Part of also being a reality TV viewer is being bitchy about it. Please understand that.
Oh, I understand.
Okay.
I understand.
Let's get Jason Tatum a dating reality show.
Well, we can't do that.
Why?
He's involved.
With who?
With a star. LMA.
Fill me in. When did this happen?
They've been dating for...
Again, not referenced in the series, just for the record, so it's okay. It's okay that you didn't know that.
They've been dating for some years now, and
Some years, and she wasn't referenced?
Yeah, I think it's off and on, and they just had a baby. Like, she was
it's
pregnant.
It's off and on, and they're having a baby?
She was pregnant during the finals. She had the baby before the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well then...
She's a star. They're a beautiful couple.
Well, I thought I had a moneymaker there. I thought, bravo, call me, because I have some ideas.
What did you label Tatum again in your categories?
The one you're rooting for. But that's because I thought he was a single dad.
Well, I think he is a single dad. Like, well, like that doesn't make Ella May the Deuce's mom.
Yeah, also, well, I don't know if he's a single dad.
Well, if he has a partner and they have a kid together, I assume that they're cohabitating.
Well, at what point do you become a partner? I don't know.
Well, and then also, like, if they split up when Deuce is with him, then he's not technically a single dad, right? Like, if you don't have full custody.
If he is with somebody when Deuce is with him, I would say he's not a single dad.
I think he has full custody.
I get that impression.
If he's got full custody,
sure made it seem like he had full custody of Deuce. Like it's him and his mom. Mm.
Right. And if
his mom goes everywhere with him.
Mind you, Katie, I haven't watched all 10 episodes yet.
Well, you don't have to because I'm here.
That's fine. It's the podcast version I told Katie
that she'd be great on a podcast. Just kind of forgetting that she has a radio show.
Yeah, he's like, you know, you should have a podcast. He goes, well, I forgot what you did.
She has the biggest radio show in the entire cluster, but it's cool.
It's fine. Okay. Domas. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We love Domas.
So sweet. They're either son or daughter, kind of couldn't tell, probably son, is one of the most beautiful children I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, that is a gorgeous baby.
Tiger's a son, but they have another baby.
They had another baby, yeah.
Yeah, because she was pregnant.
Right.
At the stomp.
Let's talk about the stomp.
Okay.
I need to know.
I understand this is what these men do for a living. Not that stomping is a part of
it. It's not a thing.
Let someone stomp on my man. And see how well I react.
Well, wait a minute, Katie. You can't run onto the Goldman Center floor.
Angela Bassett waiting to exhale that man's stuff. I would lose it.
You can't do that.
Then I'm not, guys, then guess what? I'm not cut out to be a basketball wife. Okay? Cancel me.
You can't run on the Golden One Center floor, and you can't burn up the Draymond Green's car.
I could bully him later or something.
I personally think Katie could beat Draymond Green's ass, if I'm being completely honest.
She might, but she can't burn his car up.
Well, I would have somebody else do it.
Angela Bassett did it. I don't see why Katie can't.
Right. And you got your own meme. It's great.
Did I send you the video of the did you see the actual that?
I looked it up.
You saw the actual play at
and
the Golden
One. And
that's
when I got mad.
Okay. Mm. All right. Because
they might have showed it. Did they show it?
They did, but what they showed and discussed was a very abbreviated version. They brought up the stomp. Domas instantly starts laughing and goes like, I don't care. And then he kind of goes, but ask her, and she's off in the background, and then the camera cuts to her. Okay, stomp. Let's talk about it.
Take off my hair.
Yeah.
Like take you, it off my hair.
And again,
like, oh, yeah, let's talk.
It's very abbreviated. It's not a long segment. They don't show the aftermath. Uh-huh. They don't show the stuff with the crowd. I remember, I told her, I was like, this.
Oh, yeah,
actually,
you did say, like.
This got really bad. Yeah. Like, we were.
And was that at home?
Yeah, it was here. It was here, and it got. We thought something was going to happen.
Were you guys there at the time?
Yeah, we were. It was the closest the most I've ever felt something really bad is on the verge of happening. Mm-hmm. Because
what would people do? Go after?
I thought he was going to go in there. I thought they were going to attack him.
Yeah,
throw stuff at him.
Yeah, no, like, it was that because what they didn't show was again that part of it's really short. Mm. Like they do not harp on it a long time at all. It's literally. Domas' wife saying, you know, she was pregnant, and then they just kind of left, and that was it. It was never brought up again. But what they don't show is after he does it, the crowd is furious.
Sure.
And he starts egging the crowd on, and he's doing all this, and the crowd is getting, like, he stands on the...
Draymond Green is doing that.
He stands on the benches... facing us, like where we're sitting, like where the media is. And he's like, come on, come on. And we're watching the crowd like, oh, God, like this is about to happen. And there's people like there. You see people pulling other people back and off right behind him on the other side of the court is the commissioner of the NBA watching the whole thing transpire like this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, arms crossed. Folded,
just watching it. And eventually they pull him, the Warriors get him off of the seat and send him to the back. He gets thrown out of the game, obviously. He gets suspended.
Okay, I was going to ask if he got suspended.
Yeah, but it was the most tense arena I've ever been in. Like, he was egging people on. Yeah. It was bad.
And that is why sometimes you get your car set on fire. Allegedly.
You know, I don't know if they do it throughout the whole show, but when they introduce Domas and his wife, I like to call it like the Spike Lee effect, where Domas is he's talking about his wife, and he's like, yeah, she's really critical of me, and she'll say something like, and then they go to her, and she goes like, why did you disappear in the third quarter? And
that matches
up with his voice. I was like, oh yeah, that's kind of dope.
I love that. So those were my thoughts. I really enjoyed it. I mean, I didn't finish it, but
it's fine.
I mean, good. I did have to. More basketball.
She
caught. Right?
Yeah, so she. I did spoil it for her yesterday. I was like, "Well, Tatum did win the title."
I have like two episodes left. Do I need?
Have worked out better when you think about the cast. Mm. You had, it sucks for us, but Domas doesn't make it. Mm. Jimmy gets eliminated pretty quickly. Ant-Man goes to the conference finals. You know, LeBron gets eliminated, and then Tatum. Wins the championship.
Yeah.
So, from a series perspective, Netflix, when it was all over, had to think, oh my God, like this could not have been better for us.
That's how they started the show with Tatum, like, you can't win.
Yep.
Like, that was the, I don't know. But
setting
it like
the narrative of the guy you root for.
Right. The overarching story was Tatum's in this place that only accepts championships.
Right.
He can't win it. And will he get there? And he ends up getting
one of the things I thought was so sweet is you can see in his house a really big canvas picture of him dunking on LeBron. Mm-hmm. And like, because he's so young, obviously, this kid grew up probably worshiping LeBron James, as I assume all up and coming basketball players.
Kobe Bryant, yeah.
And to have that moment where he is overperforming on this person that he, I'm sure, admired for so long, like, that, makes me emotional. I think that's amazing.
Well, just for those unaware.
I knew you were going to say
that. Just for those unaware, Katie gets emotional a lot. Like, she is.
I can't even watch sports in slow motion because it makes me cry.
In slow motion.
Katie is an emotional little creature. Zebra PT asking, can we keep her? Yes, in fact, we can keep her. And Jesse, I think I'm going on your show tomorrow.
Yes.
And we're going to play. So this kind of sucks. I didn't tell you this, but this is whack. Kyle comes on the show and gets to open presents. Sure. I have to come and perform for your audience.
Play No Name Movie Game.
So I've listened to your show a million times, and I know how this works. So I'm going to be paired with a caller.
Yes.
And I have to describe a movie and they have to figure out what I'm describing.
But you can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses from the movie, or any of the characters from the movie. Oh. But don't worry.
Can we practice?
I printed more stuff.
So the difference between your show and ours is we don't really have to go to commercial break. So we could just. I know you have other things to do, and you're probably tired. But you've missed your nap time, so let's just keep.
I've missed my nap time.
Nap time is what, 11 or so?
God, I hope so. But it's like for 3 hours, too. So
her nap time is like a full night's sleep just in the middle of the day.
I go down to 11:30 and 3:34. I'm like, oh, woo.
Dinner time. Little reality TV, back to sleep.
Right. Yeah, it's a good life.
Are we going to practice this?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
so
let's go.
So you have a list of movies.
Yeah.
Okay. How is this going to work? Do I have to get describe them
to
Kenny?
Am I the caller?
And Kenny's the caller?
Okay. Yeah. Let's do it that way.
Okay.
And I've got to guess.
You have to guess. Okay. Because here, Pat, my arms are short.
Well, yeah, I can't see.
Oh, right.
See.
Okay. I have tiny little arms T-Rex arms. Okay.
Oh, you printed it too. That's what's good.
Yeah, that's one of my notes. How would you have it?
Now, I might be the worst person to play this game.
Oh, man. This is.
There's probably only 50 movies in the world I've seen. So this will be interesting.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. You don't necessarily Hold on. You don't necessarily have to have seen the movie, okay? Mm-hmm. You could just find ways to describe the title.
Okay, I don't have a clock like you guys do.
You want me to set a timer?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, it's 45 seconds.
It's 45 seconds. Gosh. So we got to get as many as we can in 45 seconds.
Oh, there's multiples?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's as many movies as you can get in 45 seconds.
All right, let's do it. We got this.
Okay. Okay, well, we all remember the rules.
Okay, hold on. Just I can go in any order I want,
you can go
right?
in any order you okay. want. Okay, ready?
See, this is so whack. All right. Okay.
Okay, ready?
Okay. Okay, I got okay.
Okay, ready? Yep. Set, go.
Okay, the opposite of big.
Little.
And then they're at the dive bar. You see him at the dive bar.
Little Mermaid.
They okay. okay. In the sea. Giant teeth.
Sharknado.
We have them. We
shark beard.
No,
okay,
no.
If you've seen the movie, you can try to describe the movie.
Giant fish, like for a kid. Like for a kid.
Toy.
Like
Toy Story.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, two.
Okay. What is this?
Okay, time's like, up. Time's up. Time's up. Okay, I think you could have said shark for Jaws.
The Chatty House got it.
Yeah,
I didn't get it.
I kind of thought they might.
I said beard.
Okay. I was trying to say. No,
you're technically not supposed to gesture either.
Don't tell me what to do.
Okay. It does seem like you're struggling.
Dude, I'm going to fail in front of your audience tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. You ready?
I'm going to do it?
Yeah. No. I'm going to describe it to you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm winning.
We'll show him how it's supposed to be done.
Okay.
Okay. This.
Wait, do I need to set a timer?
I have a timer. Okay. Ready?
No cheating.
Okay. She is a Disney princess. And she has really long hair. She's stuck in a tower.
What's the girl's name? Rapunzel.
Okay, but that's not the name of the movie. If your hair is like ratted, it's what?
Tangled.
Yes, very good. Okay, he's green and he's an ogre.
Shrek.
Yes, okay. This is a superhero. He's super smart and he has like a weird white circle on his chest. And his suit is red. And
Incredibles?
No. He's one guy, okay? And you should be getting this. Okay, the opposite
Iron
of woman.
Man.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Okay. Okay, time's up.
He didn't have a white on his thing. That's what threw me
off. He has that glow.
Well, it's a glow.
Thing,
and, yeah. White. That's what threw me off.
I was confused too. It's like yellow.
You
isn't
couldn't
it?
Get
it
Jaws.
Me
so
and
I no okay so no now I got it.
Okay,
do we have another one?
Yeah.
No, let me try.
Okay, I have another.
I just want to be the guesser.
I don't think.
Oh man. Okay. Do you want to try these?
Katie's
no, arm. I don't want to do those.
Katie's arms are short.
I don't want to do those.
When I'm at MAP and I'm training and I'm doing like a leg, like a leg machine.
Let me go again.
Grab
let me,
the handles because my arms are too
let's
short.
Let's say I have one, two, three. I have four left. Let me try to get these four.
Okay.
All right.
The record right now is three.
Okay. Yeah. We'll get it here.
I'm getting in the groove.
Ready,
too.
Set, go.
It's the baseball movie with the giant dog that eats eats the ball.
Okay,
a Christmas movie, one of everybody's favorites, but Santa's Little Helper.
Bad Santa.
Big Ears. No. Will Ferrell. Okay. I don't know how to describe this movie. I've never seen it. But
just do the words.
We work in a What is this? What is Odyssey? What is this entire building?
It's the office.
Okay. But it's an area.
It's office kitchen.
Almost. What's
office space?
Thank you.
Wow.
If you're born in the United States, you're
American.
And you're
pie.
Crazy. No, you're crazy.
Okay.
American Psycho.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
Okay.
But you were describing. You're doing a good job describing.
All right, I got it. I think I'm feeling a little better.
Okay.
I'm feeling a little better.
Okay, should I go again?
Yeah, go one more time.
Okay.
This is fun.
Okay.
I like this. Okay. I like this. Let's go.
Okay.
This is my practice. This is my preseason.
If you've
for
never made love to someone, you are a
virgin.
And
40-year-old virgin.
Yes.
Virgin.
Okay. Another word for Satan.
Devil.
Yes. And
Devil
this
Wears
is a,
Prada.
Yes. Okay. They are, he's a teenage vampire and he falls in love with her. And when
oh,
and also
gosh.
Like
Moonlight.
No, it's like,
Got annoyed with him too.
Okay, you're so
got agitated
so
by him. Twilight.
Yes.
Twilight.
The capital of Alaska.
Fargo.
No, that's not.
What's the capital?
Juno.
Juno.
Oh my God.
Fargo's the movie, right? Fargo is a movie, right?
No, the movie is Juno. That is the game that we're playing.
But Fargo's a movie, right?
Fargo is a movie.
That's what I was thinking of. Hey, I don't know where Fargo is.
Why my boy say it with hella confidence too? Oh man. Oh, that is amazing.
Juneau's the capital of Alaska?
It is every day.
I learned something today.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I thought Fargo was in Alaska. I had never heard of no Fargo except out of the movie. That's why I inherited.
Maybe we'll give you movies you've seen tomorrow.
I'm so excited. No, I can do it.
Okay.
No, he was doing good.
Yeah, like it'll be a little. With a caller, I won't know what they've seen and haven't seen. Like, I didn't know how to describe American Psycho because I didn't think Kenny had seen it. So that's why I had to say, why I went the route
I had gone. The way you were going about it, yeah. You could have been like,
what's the record?
6.
Ooh.
Maybe 7.
Somebody was cooking.
Yeah. Sometimes people just go. Ooh. They just know. But then sometimes people are dumb.
I just got to be better than you were last Friday. You struggled a bit last Friday.
I was recovering from COVID.
Okay, well, you use a certain voice when you're agitated with me, and it's funny because you use that same voice in the video where I ask you to move, and you're like, I'm doing my job.
My rich baby.
Your rich baby. That's right.
I got to ask you, Katie, about starting 5. You know, people talk about Housewives. I don't really watch Housewives. I only watch one.
Potomac.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Who's Giselle?
Ooh.
Because I like Giselle.
You know what?
Maybe it's, just because I'm attracted to her.
Yeah.
But like my mom and everybody else, Giselle's so problematic. And I watch the show. She don't really do nothing.
She is shady. Has her own podcast that's called Reasonably Shady. So I'm going to say...
Oh, that's a good podcast name right there.
I think I'm going to say Anthony Edwards. Because she stirs that.
So what she does is she stirs it up and she just watches it all unfold.
But she does it in such a way that it's like the person that's being shaded, you're almost like, that was so good, I can't even say anything. Like, you really got me.
Her and what's
the grand dame.
Yeah, they
and Huger.
Yeah. Sometimes they get along and it's all good, and I'm like, oh, they made up, and then they get mad at each other.
But then they always make up again.
Yeah.
They're two of the best reality stars because they're so mean to each other, but they love each other so much. It's great.
I was telling Dame he didn't know Juan Dixon was on there.
Well, he's not anymore.
That's what I heard.
Well, he's problematic.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I would have never thought that about Juan.
Did you hear about when he like flew a woman in from Canada and then like got her a hotel room and then she posted the receipts with his name on Instagram?
Oops.
He shouldn't have challenged her.
Right.
Right. She didn't challenge it. She got receipts. Don't challenge her. But when I say I would have never thought that about Juan, that's purely based on me watching him play basketball at Maryland. I don't know anything about the man.
What'd you think about his basketball career at Maryland?
Oh, God. I thought it was moving.
It was very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
And now I think he coaches like high school basketball, does he? Or does
Sounds about right.
Coach college.
He might have went back to Maryland and does some I don't know. I haven't kept up with him.
I don't know. His wife's no longer on the show.
Mm. Oh, that's a shame.
Well, it's because she was keeping their secrets and then did not reveal what he was doing until you had to like pay. Like, it was like
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. Come on, move! You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Paywall situation for their podcast, and she kept it all from Bravo and then made money on it on herself. Yeah.
Well, she should have known that was going to be.
Also, she was boring.
Oh, okay.
I mean, just like half asleep all the time.
I think, what's her name, Robin?
Robin. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Would you watch a second season of Starting Five?
Absolutely. But it has to be laid out this way. Like, it was laid out this way on purpose. There's no way they didn't choose these people.
Yeah.
Like.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah,
100%.
They definitely, yeah, like, were using the template, you know? Yeah.
Maybe she should watch Receiver.
That's what I was just thinking, the same thing. I was trying to figure out if Receiver would work.
I think it does. I mean, Justin is Ant.
Who's Devontae?
Devontae? Who's the... Oh yeah, no. Devontae's the villain. Justin is Jimmy Butler.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, Justin might be Jimmy. So they have another.
Kittle is like, well, no. Kittle's probably Jimmy Butler. Justin is probably LeBron. Actually, no, Justin might be Tatum.
Okay, this isn't working. We'll work through this a little bit. I'll come back and do my own version. Receiver's kind of like a football version of.
But they get into
five.
Like their personal lives.
Yeah.
That's all,
yeah,
I want.
St. Brown is Sabonis.
Sure. Yeah.
They
that
don't
works.
The thing is, they don't have an OG.
Right.
That's the
mystery. Like, you're not really saying any names, I feel like.
No,
I've
I know. Yeah,
of.
No, yeah.
So
no,
I'm,
not,
I'm guessing there's
this
not
this means
an OG.
Less than nothing to you.
No,
so
I mean, I like the idea of it. Yeah. I just don't know who you're talking about. Kittle, yes.
Okay. You know who Kittle is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes
Kittle's
sense.
Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
All right, The Wake Up Call, Monday through Friday, 5:30 to 10 a.m. You can check out their podcast, which like 100,000 people do a month.
Okay,
so.
Go see
here we
them
go.
Tomorrow,
no,
too.
No, I'm not in my feelings about
no,
it at
no.
all. Every time they put up that stupid slide every month where there's The Wake Up Call and there's D'Lo and Casey.
He gets mad every single month.
Second place every month.
We've been doing this for 15 years. So you'll get there.
Well, they're not falling. They're LeBron. They're not falling off anytime
that's
soon.
That's facts. That's LeBron James over
that's
there.
That's very flattering. Thank you.
And Roosters on the River tomorrow.
Yes. See you tomorrow, 11 to 1.
11 to 1 for your chance every 10 minutes to win tickets to Golden Sky this weekend at Discovery Park. We'll come back with more. D'Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. It's all downhill from here until Matt George gets here.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Hey, we're live, pal. Everything all right over there?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Ramsey, stop muting people, please. Ramsey, st- Just stop muting people, Ramsey. Come on, man. Come on. Come on.
Who'd he mute now?
Well, I got a DM. And the guy says, why does Ramsey always mute me in chat when other people say things to
him? Ooh.
Justin. Oh, stop muting.
Well, it's all right. It's all right, Ramsey. Let's just let him serve the timeout. Ramsey, it's a split jury here. It's fine. I've seen some of Justin's messages before.
What's the official term?
It's a split jury. Don't do that. Don't do that.
What they say?
Yeah, what's the term? Play the game.
It's a hung jury.
Actually, hearing it is crazy.
not on this show. It's
wow! Goated by the official. Man, this show is whack, dude.
We'll talk like that here, pal.
This show is so whack.
Tried to change the terminology. No.
Man, I know what I'm dealing with here. Y'all act like this is my first day. Goodness gracious. Kept it together for 45 minutes because Katie was here. She's on for 5 seconds. We're talking about hung juries. Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, man. This show is great, man. But yeah, I'm sorry. Well, sorry, Justin. I can do about that.
Just deal with it, man. Your timeout will end soon. I don't say this often, but I'm sure Ramsey had his reasons.
Oh man. All right, Ramsey. All right. Well, disregard what I said.
Well, the same thing, Ramsey. Katrina said she did it. If Katrina did it, like, she did it for a reason.
Don't mess with Katrina. If you got Katrina pissed off, then you probably deserved it.
We were talking, I think this was right as we were coming out of the commercial break, or maybe right before. Chuck in the chat asked about the Kings preseason game tonight, mm-hmm. which looks like, again, go to app route. I guess we're all savages. The game starts at 7:30 tonight. So the app actually
what I'm talking about.
The app worked really well, especially like if you got Apple TV, mm-hmm. just log in through the NBC Sports app. It'll work really well for you there.
And I mean, like I said the other day, you can watch the Clippers feed on on League Pass if you got YouTube TV. I don't know if that works the same way if you got Xfinity or any other cable provider, but I watched the Jazz TV feed on YouTube TV the other day. And the reason why I point that out and talk about the difference is when you don't get the instant replay that makes you miss the Kings. Makes you miss the Kings offensive possession like you do, because they're taking the scoreboard feed usually with the NBC app. So either one works.
I point that out because the Pelicans announced they're starting their new streaming platform. Mm. That's going to run $14.99 a month or $99 annually. Their games, as their regional sports network has disappeared. There's been a lot of news, by the way, about regional sports networks, particularly NBC affiliates, NBC Sports California, NBC Sports Bay Area, obviously ties into everybody here. Those could wind up on the Peacock app as soon as next year.
Mm.
And that's something to keep an eye on here. Yeah. But the Pelicans, they're the fifth team now to announce their own streaming platform. Their games will air on, you got Clipper Vision. I don't know what this is called, Pelicans, whatever. And then it'll air on like the equivalent of their local Fox channel or Channel 31 or something like that. They're the fifth team to do that. We know that the Suns did it, the Blazers have done it, the Mavericks have done it, and the Jazz have done it. I'm not really sure why the Clippers weren't on this list and what makes them different than these other five teams. I think what seems to be in question is how successful it is. I wasn't able to find numbers on the Suns, the Blazers, the Mavericks. Those don't seem to have been out there. Mm-hmm. But Utah's was. And Utah came up they hit about 60% of their projection, which is a bit surprising to me, only because I feel like what those five teams have done is ultimately what all 30, I assume, 30-something teams are going to wind up doing. I think the NBC Sports Californias, the NBC, we know the Bally's and the Diamonds, I think that stuff's going to be gone.
I think so, too.
And you're going to wind up with these, you want to watch every Kings game, including preseason, you want access to the G-Man on a streaming app because you don't want to go to that station or you don't have a radio on your or whatever, you go to Kings Vision. You go to the Kings app, and it's all right there for you for the low, low price of $9.99 a month or $14.99 a month or $100 a year or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think that's what we're ultimately going to see moving forward. Now, I do think there'll be a partner, whether it's, you know, Sean and Channel 40 or Jake and Channel 13 or Matt and Channel 10 or whatever. I think there'll ultimately be a over-the-air partner.
Yeah.
But in the end, I think these five teams are kind of setting the wave of the future.
Yeah, I think because that's I think Phoenix did that. They probably all did this, but Phoenix was putting their games on the local station.
Yep.
I know the Clippers are on like KTLA Channel 5 or whatever for local stuff. And man, to be honest with you, I don't see why these teams would not do this at this point. I mean, looking at something as simple as like, you know, I look at boxing and, you know, and how they have gone away from working, and UFC does it too, but they've gone away from working with the cable companies. You can just order a pay-per-view on the app, on the, they don't do Showtime anymore, now they're with Prime, but on the Prime Video app, you order the pay-per-view on DAZN, for UFC on ESPN Plus. Like, my thought is the stations, like the NBC Bay Areas and all this other stuff, that's a cable thing. And there's just no need to be affiliated with them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it direct on your own app, or like you said, you can affiliate with the local TV company to broadcast that way, and then you just keep the rest of the money. Because,
and it seems like you could be in charge 100% of the advertising, and there be no splits there.
Mm-mm. That's all you.
You just have to have a team in place to do that.
Right.
Because NBC, I'm sure the Kings do, but also NBC does.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kings in Sacramento is the easiest sell in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. And what you would see. It to kind of balance out programming and stuff like that. Maybe you can start a channel. So like if you're, and I don't know how profitable it'd be, maybe it wouldn't work out money wise, but if you're Vivette and you can get the Kings, A's, and Sac State as your teams. And then maybe,
the River
I don't
Cats.
Know, the River Cats as well. Yeah. Maybe you work with people, get the Republic on there and just have Sacramento Vision. Chicago's doing that, I think, as well. Chicago.
Be like the mega powers forming.
right.
I thought he was a bad guy. What is it?
wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Chicago debuted that. Chicago has like the Bulls, White Sox, Blackhawks, and somebody else, Manny would know, obviously. They've created a channel, much like the Yes Network and MSG Network and all that. So,
unrelated.
I think that's the wave.
Did you see is there a White Sox for sale rumor?
Yeah, they said Reinsdorf has opened up the possibility of selling the team.
Interesting.
So, who knows what that means?
Interesting.
Yeah.
The Sacramento Kings take on the Los Angeles Clippers tonight. We got some news about the Clippers earlier today. Doesn't really pertain to tonight's game, but it definitely pertains to some news to the Los Angeles Clippers, who the Kings will be battling with here in the Western Conference. We'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about the game tonight. We've got contenders and pretenders headed into Week 7, which, of course, begins tonight. We've got Matt George coming up, and ESPN released their top 10 players in the NBA. We knew who the 10 were. What order are they in? Mm. We've got all that coming up. Stilo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Matt George coming up in the final hour of the show. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say two kind of random little situations that I just saw. But, man, I'm trying to – I always get these guys confused. But Bennett, the coach at Virginia, they say he's retiring. He's leaving. He's been in Virginia for a long time.
Really?
Yeah. Came across the little wire, but
came across the wire because it's 1940.
That's the bottom line. But yeah, they say he's retiring, man. So it's crazy, man. Like all the coaches are leaving.
Mm.
All the coaches are leaving, man. The coaches, at least that we grew up on.
We say it all the time, man. Time is just one of the most fascinating things in the world.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Get older.
The one that is staying is still in Arkansas now. Calipari's still there. I saw yesterday Calipari did a video on Instagram. He brought Nolan Richardson to practice and had let him talk or whatever. Calipari, boy, he's a talker.
Oh, he's a smooth operator.
Yeah. The other thing that was just kind of random, I guess I don't know if it has any more approving to go or whatever, but the Browns are moving.
Saw that.
Yeah,
moving saw that.
Out of downtown Cleveland to, I guess, a suburb of Cleveland. I'm not exactly sure where that is.
Jesse still thinks it sucks.
Oh, Jesse gone.
Jesse's like, can't shine a turd.
They'll put lipstick on a pig.
That's what it is. Jesse and Joakim Noah. Cleveland haters notorious.
Speaking of... stadiums, you see, they're trying to say, nobody's saying it. It's just internet people speculating.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that Oakland should put in a bid to host the Rays.
I did see that. Yeah, I did. I saw people talking about that.
I don't know how. That's just people talking.
But. It's like, I get it. Like, oh, there's an open stadium. Like, yeah, sure, there is. Mm-hmm. Well, look, guys, you want to play without a roof or you want to play without a toilet? Which one? You've got one or the other. That's the thing that's been like, come on, man. Like, I don't want Oakland, the city, to go through what they're going through. But like, let's not act like that stadium's not a dump. No. Like it is. It's not. So you could get your jokes off about playing in a AAA club. You can get all of the jokes off you want to about Sacramento and that park. But like, let's not pretend that Oakland Coliseum was the gold standard for stadiums in Major League Baseball. Like, it's not. It was a joke. It's been a joke for over a decade at this point. Mm-hmm. And that it sucks, and that's a lot of people's fault. But the idea, the fact is they were continuing to house the A's, so, right. Like, maybe that is a reasonable solution for Tampa. But I also feel like there's probably 50 other solutions much closer to where they're at right now than uprooting them and moving them across the country for a season or whatever the case may be.
I agree, and I don't know what they're gonna do, but like you said, going across the country, going literally clear across the country, I don't think that would
make sense. No, it doesn't make sense at all. Tampa Bay Rays live from the Oakland Coliseum. I don't know about that. Kawhi Leonard will not play in tonight's preseason game against the Sacramento Kings. That's of no surprise to anybody on the planet. But Kawhi Leonard, the Los Angeles Clippers announced today, is out indefinitely, which is exactly what you and I speculated on yesterday. Mm-hmm. We speculated that they know Kawhi's not playing the first game of the season. The question is, how long do they really know Kawhi Leonard isn't playing? And I threw out, which was just 100% speculation on my part, that I don't think Kawhi Leonard is going to play before Christmas, and I think the Los Angeles Clippers know that. I don't know that to be true at all, but today's announcement leads me to believe they genuinely have no clue when Kawhi Leonard is going to return. They know they called him being out indefinite, but indefinite could legitimately mean, remember, Draymond Green was once indefinitely suspended.
Yeah.
Like, it could mean two games. It could mean three games. It could mean the first 2 weeks of the season. It also could mean the first 2 months of the season.
Mm-hmm.
We're never going to get a straight answer regarding Kawhi Leonard and his health. I think that's a Kawhi Leonard thing and not a Los Angeles Clippers thing, so I want to be careful with that to not blame the Clippers. But I just, I I feel bad for Kawhi. I feel bad for Ty Lue. I think they're in a really difficult spot moving forward. Don't care, because if they got to fall out, it's not my problem.
But just feel bad for you. We ain't crying for you, Argentina.
As a basketball fan, I would much rather watch Kawhi Leonard than not.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you talk about indefinite, another point to that is Draymond was suspended indefinitely. Mm-hmm. The NBA still had an idea of
– We all knew. Yeah, every single person predicted it. 12
to 15 games. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it is. So, yeah. Like, when they talk about him being out and indefinite, you know, probably 20-some-odd games. I mean – just think about it like this. He's out indefinite. He's not going to start the season. There's a rehab process that goes, the season starts next week. So if he's just out indefinitely, like let's just say that's a week, 2 weeks, they're probably going to like reevaluate and try to ramp the whole situation up for another 2 weeks. Now we're in the mid-November at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's best case scenario. I'm saying they get started with this whole process, you know, right away. So I don't know what would be best for Kawhi and for the Clippers. The Clippers have that situation where they don't own their pick, so you can't just tank. I don't know. I don't know what you do if you're the Clippers in this one.
You got to play it out. It's all you could do. Just got to play it out.
Do you wonder why they signed him?
Kawhi?
Yeah.
I
wouldn't have signed him. I wouldn't have signed him. And they did it early,
I think that's
too.
Easy. They did. I think that's easy for us to say. Like, you just would have let Kawhi leave?
I would have. Well,
I don't know how you do that. Like, you just go. Like, because we saw Kawhi last year. Mm-hmm. Like, Kawhi's. This is so difficult. Kawhi is still really good. Mm-hmm. It's just Kawhi's really good when he plays. And that's the tough part. It mm-hmm. feels like that could be. You know, that could be 60 games, or that could be like Joel was last year, and it was 30,
35, 36. Right.
I don't know. I just don't know how you let a talent like Kawhi Leonard leave.
You just let him leave. And maybe this is just me, and they don't feel the same way, but you can't rely on him at this point. And he's had so many injuries. Yeah, he's good when he gets there, but He's not the same Kawhi. Like, he's not the Kawhi that will carry you to an NBA championship by himself. Like, with the Raptors. And no disrespect to those other guys on there. But even when he plays, he's not that type of guy anymore. If they had to make a decision in that moment, which it seems like they did, and I don't understand this thinking. It was like, yeah, we're willing to pay Kawhi, but we're not sold on paying Paul George and his health situation. What?
Yeah.
Like, I would, it would have been the exact reverse. Like, yes, Paul George has his own issues injury-wise, but I would have signed Paul George. I would have had a little more confidence in him to be able to stick around and do things than Kawhi Leonard. And I would have just let Kawhi walk. I would have let him walk. I would have let him walk, and I also would have offered him something and been like, find somebody who's going to give you this. Like the 3-year deal, like find somebody who's going to give you more, give you 4 years max, 4 years max deal. I don't think there's a lot of people who would. You think there's a lot of people who would give Kawhi 4-year max?
I do.
Mm.
And I'll be honest, I don't think I'd have the balls to do what you did.
Mm.
In this fictitious scenario, I don't think I could do it. What about you?
I'm just wondering, like, how much is 40 games of Kawhi worth at this point?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because, like, is that still something you paid for, you paid top dollar for? Like, if your team trying to give out contracts and all that?
Well, you did.
Well, yeah, like, you did, like, I mean? Not going forward.
But I don't think they were banking on 40, you know what I mean? I think in maybe in their mind, they thought worst case scenario, and this might be, we don't know, it's hard to believe, worst case scenario is 60. Mm. Can we get by with 60 games of an elite Kawhi Leonard, which was about what he was last year? I think it was six. Well, no, he made honors, so he was 60 plus. He was 60. Was it 65?
I felt like he might have got to.
Yeah,
70,
month. I'll get the exact number, but I think one thing that really hurts Kawhi too is it's similar. He had 68 last year. kind of similar to Chris Paul. Chris Paul doesn't get hurt for like long periods of time, or hadn't gotten hurt for. He just got hurt at the worst time. Mm-hmm. Kawhi Leonard played 68 games last year and missed most of the end of the season into the playoffs.
Right.
And this is a similar to Joel, where these guys are missing time now at the most critical time of the year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wouldn't have the balls to do it. I would have paid him. Mm. I would have kept him, hoping we'll figure it out. We'll manage it. I just don't know how you let talent walk.
Carlos threw it in the chat too. Like, how much does a new arena matter?
A lot.
Probably a lot. But so I was gonna say, so the arena probably, you're the Clippers. Like, you're not the Lakers. You're the Clippers. Now maybe the Intuit Dome helps change that. You got an owner who's willing to do anything mm-hmm. to shed the label of being second
right.
in the market. He's willing to do anything to shed the label of being the Los Angeles Clippers. And he's been pretty effective at that in terms of acquiring talent since he's become the owner. Mm-hmm. But this last run has been dependent on Kawhi Leonard, right? You get the Kawhi Leonard, you get Paul George. If you're on the verge of erasing both of them, what do you do next?
So that's my thought. Like, you don't erase both of them. I would have picked the other one. One of them's got to stay.
What if Paul George didn't want to stay?
I think he definitely wanted to.
You think so?
I mean, that's a scenario that you got to think about. But I think if they offered him max, he was going
to
stay.
Yeah, I think Paul George wanted to stay, but the Clippers weren't too fond of him staying.
Mm-hmm. Which is the scenario I laid out. Like, that's baffling to me that you were all in on Kawhi and you were unsure about Paul George. The reality is you probably should have been unsure about both of them. But to me, if you're going to be all in on one and like believe in one, I would have believed in Paul George. And I'm really just talking about health, because Paul George, as much as I love him, I'm not going to make the argument he is at the peak of their powers better than Kawhi. Like, mm-hmm. best case scenario, they're the same. Some would probably say Kawhi's better at the peak of his powers. But
you know what? I don't think I would have. Mm. I'm just going to be completely contradictory to everything you're saying. Oh, I would have. I think I would have picked Kawhi.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com